With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is vowing not to cut Medicare or Medicaid programs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid Administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lormand, Washington.
Iran and the United States plan to meet over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program again this week after both sides said they made progress in their most recent talks in New York. A U.S. official confirmed that at a point during the negotiations, President Trump's special envoy, Steve Wiktoff, and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi spoke face-to-face. A major energy project is getting underway in the Great Lakes region now.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will fast-track permits to build a protective tunnel around an aging on-bridge oil pipeline that runs under a channel connecting two Great Lakes. The move comes after President Donald Trump issued an executive order in January mandating that federal agencies identify energy projects that need expedited emergency permits. The Corps designated the tunnel project as an emergency under the order. Corps officials say they'd initially planned to make a permitting decision early next year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Thousands of people flocked to Lexington, Massachusetts yesterday to witness a reenactment of how the American Revolution began 250 years ago with the battles of Lexington and Concord. This is SRN News. The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. In a cable sent to all U.S. diplomatic missions, Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf between January 2021, and January of this year. The nation's more than 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions, according to a ruling issued this past week by a federal judge in North Dakota. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed a lawsuit last year challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. The image of a colossal squid has been captured on camera for the first time in the deep sea by an international team of researchers steering a remotely operated submersible. The sighting was announced by the Schmidt Ocean Institute.
The first live footage of a small colossal squid in the deep sea at home in its natural environment. And although this was not the main goal of their mission, it is the first confirmed live footage of this animal in the Antarctic deep sea.
Researcher Kate Bolstead, they found the giant squid about 2,000 feet down in the South Atlantic Ocean. Today is Sunday, April the 20th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor George Takei, Mr. Sulu, 88 years old. College Football Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier turns 80 today. Actor Crispin Glover is 61, as is actor Andy Serkis. Who's he? Oh, come on, you remember Gollum in The Lord of the Rings. Yep, that's him. This is SRN News.